picture now. By the way you parked your car sideways, I don't wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast.
Good afternoon on Alaska, and that our lead-in today was in memory of Prince, Little Red Corvette, one of my favorite Prince songs, so may he rest in peace, and terrible loss for everybody that enjoyed his music. Well, this is the Unalaska Fisheries Report. My name is Frank Kelty, and I'm your host, and we'll do a quick once over what's going on in the fishing industry and harvesting in the Bering Sea Aleutian Islands. As I stated last week, we're kind of getting into the real slow period here. End of April, month of May are traditionally the lowest harvest amounts of the year, and as well as December. But there's still a fair amount of activity on ground fish. About 22,000 metric tons were harvested last week, the majority of that being flatfish and cod. But we'll take a quick look. Not much going on in the crab industry. About the only major two major fisheries that are open, the Opelio snow crab fishery is still grinding away. We have about 1.8 million pounds still to harvest. Last week, there's only 500,000 pounds, and there's probably only 10, 11 boats fishing. So at this rate, I thought the season would be wrapped up within a week or so, but it looks like it's going to drag on a little longer because there's just not enough effort out there. So total catch is 38.8 million pounds of the 40.6 million pound quota. So we got about 1.8 million still to go, 95% 0.5 of the allocation has been taken. There's just a handful of boats working, so we'll just have to see what goes on. There was no activity in the Aleutian Island Golden King Crab fishery. Still harvests at 40 landings for 2.4 million pounds, leaving 600,000 pounds to harvest. And as we talked earlier, the Barodai Tanner fishery is wrapped up and as of March 31st. And the snow crab fishery, if they don't get it all, they have till May 15th in the eastern area and May 31st in the western district of the snow crab fishery. Okay, let's take a look at ground fish for a minute. I've got a news flash from ADF&G at 12 o'clock today that the Dutch Harbor State Water fishery will close at midnight. So if there's anybody in town, they better get out there and get their gear out of the water. They have 48 hours to unload after midnight when the fishery closes. So last week they harvested about 2 million pounds. They're at 35 million. There's 1 million left to harvest, and they figure when all the vessels come in to unload this weekend that they should be very close to the 36 million pound allocation. There's about 14 to 16 vessels still on the grounds with gear in the water, so they're forecasting they'll either be right on the money or possibly they could be a little short. But the weather is not bad, so they should have a pretty good chance of getting it. So that's it. Once again, the Dutch Harbor State Water cod fishery for 58-foot and under pot boats closes at midnight tonight. And then you have 48 hours to get your offloads and your pots out of the water. Okay, on the IFQ halibut fishery, 456 landings. Total last week harvested was 800,000 pounds. That brings the total harvest to 2.6 million for the season and at least 14.5 million. 15% of the allocation has been taken. And as I stated last week, prices are still just through the roof. One of the contacts when I was in Seattle earlier in the week was saying that IFQ halibut purchase, if you wanted to purchase a pound of IFQ halibut, it's $60 a pound. So you can imagine if you wanted to buy 5,000 pounds or something else like that, any large, fairly large amount of IFQ, it would be very, probably mostly cost prohibitive unless you're a very rich person. The sablefish fishery, 257 landings for the season, 700,000 pounds harvested last week. They're up to 3.1 million pounds. and that leaves 17.2 million still to harvest. Also, 15% of the allocation has been taken, and black cod prices are anywhere from the low $5 to $6 range, depending on size. So that fishery is progressing very well. Looking at the groundfish harvest, pollock is still has some allocation left. They're down to their last 10,000 metric tons of harvest is still available for the season. They've harvested 510,000 metric tons. There's 10,000 left, and part of that is rollover from the Aleutian Island fishery harvest that is rolled over to the Bering Sea allocation. And so when you look at the allocation, you look at there's 510,000 metric tons harvested, but the allocation is 505. That doesn't make sense. But if you roll in the 9,000 metric tons from the Aleutian Island pollock fishery, then it shows you what's going on. So anyway, they're at 100% of the harvest. Most of the harvest that's left, the 10,000 metric tons, is all in the catcher vessel sector. I believe Trident and maybe some of the Icicle guys are still fishing, but I think mainly it's the Trident fleet that's working on that last 10,000 metric tons. I had a little bit of news that one of the Unalaska shore plants, Alyeska, received the highest price for shore-based pollock roe at the auction in Seattle. So that's a little tidbit there. Hopefully the Alyeska people won't be mad for me bragging about that. But last week's harvest broke down 7,500 metric tons for the catcher vessel sector and 269 metric tons for the at-sea processors. The at-sea processors have still 2,100 metric tons on the books. They're at 99% of their allocation harvested, and the mothership and CDQ sectors wrapped up a couple weeks ago and with no harvest. Moving on to Pacific cod, the freezer longliners had a pretty good week, 2,200 metric tons. They're at 47,000 for the season and have 8,500 metric tons still available for the A season allocation, so they're about 85%. The 60 over pot boats are just about wrapped up. They had a harvest last week of 500 metric tons. They're at 8,600 for the season and only have 958 metric tons left. And from what I understand, most of them have given up and tied up. So probably won't see any more activity there. 60 under boats in federal water, they're already harvested their allocation, so no activity there. CDQ last week, 56 metric tons. They're at 15,568 for the season and 99,971 metric tons still available there. But one of the problems at this time of year with pecod, they've already spawned, so they kind of disperse and they're not in the best shape. So there probably won't be much activity on cod until later on in the early summer. Looking at the Aleutian Islands, not much activity, only 35 metric tons. They're just under 10,000 for the season and have 3,329 metric tons still to harvest. They're about 80% of their Aleutian Island pecod allocation. Trawl sector, there was some activity, a little over 2,000 by all sectors last week. The trawl sector's up to just under 60,000 metric tons for the season and have 6,500 metric tons still available of A-season allocation. They're at 91%. A breakdown last week was the Amendment 80, 1,000 metric tons. The catcher vessel sector had 916 metric tons and the at-sea processors 41 metric tons. So things are slowing down there. We'll wrap up this week's show with a quick look at a couple of the Amendment 80 fisheries. Yellowfin sole still has a fair amount of activity, 3,200 metric tons of harvest. They're 35,000 for the season, but have a huge amount left, 117,000 metric tons of yellowfin. They're at 26% of that fishery. Rock sole, 2,200 metric tons last week. They're at 26,300 for the season. They also have a large amount left, 45,800 metric tons. They're about 48%. Skate fisheries, 600 metric tons. They're at 10,637 for the season, have 11,463 metric ton still available. So they're just about a little bit under 50% for the season. And the mackerel fishery had 1,000 metric tons last week. They're at 21,700 for the season and have 32,542 metric tons still available to harvest. Mackerel and perch will be picking up here later on during the summer months and when vessels in the Amendment 80 sector move off of yellowfin and rock sole. That wraps up this week's report. We'll try and have a guest next week in the studio, and we'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend, and go see the Missoula show. There's two shows, I believe, on Saturday. Don't have the times, but I know they're in it. We're going to close with the Close the Fish show with another Prince song, one of my favorite ones, White Dove. Have a great weekend.